WGN political analyst Paul Liznick joining us now. Paul, good morning. Most of the commentary.
Good morning, Robert.
Donald Trump's speech is sort of being called, at the end, the typical rally speech, but at the beginning, a different tone. Do you agree?
Well, there was no question when he came on. I thought he was notably somber, and he said, I mean, it was sort of announced we would see a different Donald Trump. Then you have to get to the substance of what he talked about. And, of course, he did hit the red meat topics, immigration, talked about massive deportation. In fact, some people in the audience had signs that said mass deportation. So obviously a theme that they wanted to hear about. And he went through some traditional themes. His mission apparently was to unite people. He said that victory is not just half the country, it's uniting the whole country, but I'm not sure his message reached everybody. It was also notable to me that he never talked about abortion at all, stayed away from a difficult topic for Republicans.
He didn't mention Joe Biden by name. I'm thinking that may be because they're getting ready for a ticket with Harris at the top. What do you make of that?
Well, he did say, it was announced that he would not mention him by name. He actually did end up saying his name a couple of times, and then he sort of said, well, I'm just going to say it once, and that's it, and then he said it again. The reason for it, if you want to listen to the former president, he said, I'm not going to, he made it sound as though he didn't want to go to the depths of talking about his opponent. But, of course, he made so many references, it was clear who he was talking about. But I think you are right that at this point there is so much buzz among Democrats that the president may be, the President Biden, maybe stepping down. In fact, there's reports that today he called for an all-staff meeting. That's an unusual situation where he would be having everybody come together. Now, the purpose for that meeting could be to tell everybody to stop talking about this stepping down stuff. On the other hand, given all the reports of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, all telling the president he really needs to step down, there are some who believe he could be making that kind of announcement to his staff today, but we do not know.
Doesn't it seem to you, though, that it is a question of when Joe Biden will step down, not if?
Well, that is certainly the position that Democrats are putting out there. That is what they want. That is the message that is coming from them. I did speak with some members of Congress yesterday, and one of the things that became clear to me through them is that apparently the president's campaign staff and close staff is actually keeping him from getting a lot of the true information, actual information about polls. They're protecting him from all of that, giving him information that is more positive. It would explain, if that were true, it would explain why oftentimes when people like Nancy Pelosi said, look, you can't win this thing, he said, I'll show you polls where I can. Of course, you don't mess with Nancy Pelosi, because what she did was she said, put your staff on the phone. I want to know about those polls. So, yes, tremendous pressure on the president, and the shift is in the direction of him stepping down, for sure.
And if it is Harris, how do the Democrats get to Harris? What's the process now and the timetable?
Well, a couple of things can happen. I mean, if this were to happen, then the president could certainly put his support behind Harris. There still needs to be, there's a process for this. It's not as though there's, they don't know what to do. There would be a vote among the delegates. Other people could put their name in the ring. And if nobody gets a majority, then the superdelegates step in and they cast their votes. I think it would be difficult. Well, the other option for the president is that he does put his support behind his vice president. There would still have to be the vote, but the thought being that with Biden guiding and directing his delegates to go for Harris, that would be the end of it, since he has over 3,000 delegates and the winner only needs about 1,900. So it would also raise a lot of questions if he did not put his support behind Harris. It is his vice president. That is the person he said is capable of handling the presidency should something happen to him. It would be the smoothest move, but it could go in either direction.
Next week will be interesting. Paul Liznick, always appreciate your perspective. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Bob.
You too.